systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Wednesday, June 30th, 2010, and I'm Matt.
I'm Danny.
Fuck y'all.
And fuck you all.
Look at the cat.
Wait, you're Matt. I'm Danny. We have guests on the show tonight.
Look at the cat real quick, though. That's her
cat.
New favorite spot.
That's pretty cool. So we have Ryan on the show tonight with his girlfriend, Meg. This is What's the up? Old salt guy.
Old salt guy,
old
Ryan.
Old salt guy, Ryan.
You may be familiar with his work if you were at Allzypalooza. If you go to thejamhole.com and click live shows, you can see all 10 parts of that 10-hour
like 13 hours? I thought it was
festival.
Like, God, it was ridiculous.
Me.
That big, giant testicle festival.
We have photos of that on Facebook.
It's
and
everywhere.
Whatever.
But yeah, that's who this guy is. You actually came on the show a while ago. It was a special episode. And what did we talk about?
My cousin slaughtering his family and then killing himself.
Right, and the counter-assault conspiracy.
Yeah, and the counter-assault conspiracy, and I drank a whole bottle of Black Bush.
The Black Bush. I remember that because I was going to drive you home, and we were going to mountain bike around, except that you started puking because I started...
Can I tell everybody what happened?
Please.
We go to an intersection, and I throw up out the window with the window down. The window
as
down.
We're rolling.
Yeah, and we weren't rolling. We were getting drunk. There's a
difference. Well, right.
Yeah, and there's a car stopped, and we slow down. Matt stops to like 3 miles an hour and lets these people watch me hurl.
Headlights on.
Yeah,
like it was right in his face. It was so epic. Matt. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I saw the headlights, and I saw him puking, and I totally just slowed to a crawl.
Nice.
It was great.
That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's Ryan. So I was thinking to myself, how do you follow up an episode like Monday's episode?
We do it like we're doing now. We're following it up. What's up?
Well...
What?
I've gotten a lot of feedback.
Yeah? What's
the consensus
here?
Is...
Wait, from your fans?
From a... Well, you wouldn't think that that's what they were by their letters, but yes. No, you... the consensus generally is that that isn't ever going to happen, and that I'm a big, giant idiot for even thinking that can happen, but... All of the male listeners that wrote me in said that if it did happen, it would be the most epic thing in the world and that my pimpan would be so strong.
Well, I've kind of rethought about it a little bit.
And yeah, it's never going to fucking happen.
No, it's not. You let me talk?
Oh, please.
No, I figure, dude, I'm just going to let you do what you want with whoever the fuck you want, and...
And you're going to come over and get fucked once in a while, or what?
Ooh, dirty dickin'.
Maybe, if you're not such a jerk.
Okay.
But, you know what, if I let you do this and stuff, that's, you know, do what you want to do. Obviously, you don't want to be
I have your permission.
Stop. Obviously, you don't just want to be with one person right now, and obviously, I don't really think you love me right now.
I tried being with one person,
but
that one person...
But you can't do it because it's not enough. I'm not enough.
It would be if that one person could keep up.
Ouch.
It would be fine.
Well, anyway...
No, that's not her fault. No, ouch. It's not her fault. That's just how she is.
It kind of brings us to a question about your libido. Is it really that intense?
Yes.
Whoa!
Can't you feel it from over there? I'm letting it air out a little bit.
Yeah,
you should.
Those pheromones are a bit...
You should be either smelling it or feeling it in the next 10 minutes.
I didn't think that was a pheromone.
Both of you. Yes, that's a pheromone.
So,
that's my Ferrari pheromone.
Anyway... Hopefully, and I don't know if this is going to happen.
Well, let me tell you.
Can I finish?
I just need to tell you something.
Well, hang on.
We left out one tiny little microscopic detail.
Well, hold on, please.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm gonna stand by, dude, and let you do whatever the fuck you want to do. And you know what? I'm hoping that you realize that there's no one else in this world that's going to put up with your shit and still love you as much as I do.
Okay.
I'm serious, dude. Okay. Like, who else, after all this shit, would be here and have a smile on her face and still say she loves you?
You're high, clearly.
No.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
Are we still calling that, what was that?
It's pot. We're smoking
pot.
Weed.
It's not actually
Salvia? No.
Salvia.
No, it's not.
So you're
high. Back in the jam old days when we called it salvia.
Yeah, because we thought we could get in trouble, but then I stopped caring about everything.
So anyway, what
do
you
need
to tell
weed. Oh, well, no, I was just going to mention that, like, in all of our back and forth conversation on the Monday show, we failed to recognize one detail.
What was that?
Nobody asked the girl what she wanted to do.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
Well, I talked to her.
I asked you last night, and you wouldn't talk to me about it.
Well, I talked to her, to the hot bisexual girl that I've been hanging
out
with.
I've heard otherwise.
What have you heard? Let's get it all out there.
I heard she was a skank.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that, too.
I heard that.
If by skank you mean loves to fuck, then sure.
No, I mean,
that's
like,
what I smiled. Like, I was really happy. I was happy.
Kind
for
of
you.
Screwing everything and like
oh, no,
constantly
no, no, no.
getting wasted and getting wasted at
she,
work.
She drinks. No, no, not at work.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's all I'm saying is what I've heard. But anyway, I've also, you know, and everybody is saying they're like, dude, she's not that hot. They're like, she's
really?
Kind of homely.
Am I just blunt? Really?
I don't know.
Because everyone,
I haven't really seen her close up or anything, so I don't really know. But like,
everyone
from
I've talked to has been like, wow, what the hell is she doing with you? Like, I
yeah?
don't know.
She hotter than me?
I don't. It's a different kind of hot.
Oh, okay. But what, from what I've heard, though, dude, they're like, no, she's kind of homely. And
well, what
like,
do you
wow.
think they're going to tell you?
I don't
yes,
know,
yes, Dana,
dude.
The girl that Matt's interested in is so much more hot than you are. Do you feel better
well,
now?
Well, Sean said it, too. So
who?
Say
that,
Sean.
Yeah.
Exactly. The sensitive faggot? He hates that. He was really honestly pissed at you about that.
I know, but we're over that now.
Are you?
So. Yeah, he's happy now. Anyway,
okay.
Can we? If you guys are going to talk into the mic, it's going to drive me nuts if I hear whispering in the background.
He's got a dick and balls
please
there
don't.
For the third camera.
Anyway,
look
what
at,
did
look
she?
At the dick and balls.
I saw it already. Thank you. What is her thoughts on this?
Well, she says that she's definitely down for threesomes every now and then, whenever, pretty much. But she doesn't quite want to be in an open relationship either, so.
Oh, so she wants you for herself.
That's kind of what it's sounding like. But, well, me for herself and chicks that she's.
She has to be the main one in the relationship is what
right.
it is.
And, but she's cool with, you know, other chicks like that. Like, she's dating chicks, so, you know.
Well, it's up to you, dude.
Well, duh.
Do you want to be with her and her alone?
I kind of thought it would be cool to be with both of you, but clearly
that
I
can't
was,
happen.
Clearly,
now.
I was completely out of my element and daydreaming or some such.
See, I'm totally down to let you do what you want to do with whoever, okay? And I will be here.
Well, and that's what she said. She said that, you know, if I still want to be with you, she's like, you know, I'll wait. It's not like. There's none
so
of us.
So we're going to play the waiting
none
game.
None of us are going
is.
Anywhere, you know.
So what do you mean? Like, what do you, what do you, what does she want to
well,
do?
Well, like, maybe I just don't date either of you as, like, we're boyfriend, girlfriend, and we just, you know, do the sex thing.
Well.
Because that's all I really need right now is just sex. So if whoever wants to accommodate that raging, is the libido over there yet?
Well, anyway,
do you feel it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, these note cards are getting punished.
Jesus.
Anyway, if you do want to be with her and be with her and her alone, then I don't know if I'll be able to stick around because I can't watch you fall in love with somebody else.
Well, clearly,
you know? That's really
even though
this
I
this is already painful.
Even
enough
though
as
I
it
said
is.
I would love you both equally.
No, that's horrible. I can't
gotta,
hear that.
I got to step in though. If he can't. Really maintain the love with you, then what fear do you have that he's going to fall in love with somebody else? That
he falls
means
in love
just
very fast.
A hoe.
He falls in love very
whoa.
Fast.
Because if
frivolous.
He's just fucking a hoe, then do you really? I mean, is it the fact that he's not going to be in your life, or is it the fact that he's fucking a hoe? Because what's really the?
But
issue?
If you don't want to, if you don't want to fuck me, what does it matter if I go fuck somebody else? You didn't want to. I gave you the chance first. And
I
you
want,
said
listen
I'll
to
pass.
Me. I want you, and I want you for myself. You understand? I love you.
Just not fucking.
You're an idiot. Will you stop saying all these things?
I'm
like,
asking.
I hate sex and I don't ever want to fuck.
Well,
that's not true.
I didn't say that.
That is not true.
You just,
I want to fuck.
Not just not as much as I want to
what
fuck.
Happened Monday night?
That was some sex.
We fucked because
you didn't
I wanted
you
to
didn't
fuck
cook
you.
Me, you didn't cook me dinner, though.
No, because it was like late as fuck.
You
but
are
you know
such
what?
A bitch. I got to say, no, she told me about this.
Oh, really?
Making you chicken noodle soup and bringing out your own vegetables?
Yeah, that's bullshit, by the way.
Straining out
you
your
know.
Vegetables?
Are you
What's that about?
Are you trying to kill me? I can't eat that shit. The T-Rex doesn't eat plants. He eats animals that eat plants, okay?
So, anyway, dude, you know that I want to be with you and be with you alone, okay?
Okay.
And...
Do you guys, should you just Rochambeau for it?
What?
But you already left, and you left it up.
Because
like, you
I
were
wanted,
like, I'm done
I wanted
with
to
you.
Make this a way. Point this yeah. time, okay? Yeah. I wanted to make...
Go ahead. Collect yourself.
No, I can't do it because there's people talking in the background.
Oh, those are your roommates.
But, no, dude, I wanted to... I left because I wanted to make a point to you.
Point taken.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
With me doing this now, I'm hoping that you're going to realize that, seriously, there's no one else that's going to love you as much as I do and deal with all of your stupid little quirks and little fucking ADHD shit. And
OCD,
yeah,
not
OCD
ADHD.
And ADHD.
No, I can focus just fine.
I'm going to, you know, I'll put up with that and I will still love you and I can do this show. Is there anybody else that's going to do that for you?
You can still do the show.
And, well, dude, seriously, though, I want you to realize that try to find someone else that's going to love you.
I did. That's why I was with you. Then you left.
Well, you treated me kind of horribly, dude.
What part of...
You did. You were...
And you were just puppies and snuggles
you know,
with me, huh?
I gotta say that a relationship is not all spin fan dangled. It's not like you pat me on the shoulder and I feel better.
Right.
A great relationship is that bitch that you can talk to and monkey fuck until the day you die.
Right.
If you can do that, then life goes on.
I was trying to do that until she stopped monkey fucking me.
And I think that, you know, when something gets kind of crazy serious, it might be easier to be mean to that woman. And then if she stays, she obviously loves you. Then that's sincerity. And if you've been hurt in the past, then that's a good way to know. And maybe he just wants to hurt you. So
yeah,
what
I'm
we
just
were talking
trying
about earlier
to hurt you to see if you'll take it.
Maybe you just want to become a sadist.
Brilliant.
And that's okay. Which is where we can introduce it now. What was it called? Pump and dump, right?
And like, what does that mean?
That's when you take a shit on a woman's chest while she's giving you head. Pump and dump.
Gotcha.
It's like, what was that called?
Cleveland Steamer,
but we just made it up because nobody gives head during a Cleveland Steamer. That would be a pump and dump.
Obviously.
Thank you.
It would be a pump and dump.
And if she stays
Hold on. Is that like a come and go?
No, because there's no shit in a come and go.
Right.
Is there?
So what do you want to do? This
Should
is up
be?
To you.
I don't really know. I don't care.
It seems like you like her.
I like both of you. If, I don't know.
Do you still love
clearly,
me?
Clearly, I love you both.
You
equally.
Love her already.
I love you both.
Are you
equally.
Wait, tell me for real. Do you love her already?
I don't know. I like her.
You've been seeing her for like a couple days and
yeah, like, you know,
you're kind of saying you love her.
How long have you guys been together now?
A year and a half.
And you guys are
that
just
ended when?
You guys are just exploring the definition of love
a
at
week
this point
and a half
in time.
Ago?
So even after a week, there's no way you could actually know. Love is relative. Pump and dump. If she stays, you love her. That's what it's about.
The pump and dump.
Yeah.
Jesus, Ryan.
Love you, Danny, but get a napkin.
So you're going to be living with the pump and dumper over here.
No, yeah. I don't do that. I just thought that would be a crazy idea off of like a, you know, cosmopolitan steamer.
How did that happen? How did that come to pass?
She said she could tolerate you and she needed a place. And I have two houses.
Really?
Two fucking houses, yeah.
You went from being homeless to having two houses?
Yeah, I actually have a two-bedroom house and a three-bedroom house.
Really?
Yeah, and we're just living in one of them. So we're going to upgrade to the three-bedroom and, you know, combine some money. And I actually have everything paid until September, so that's kind of the shit.
Did you win the lottery?
No, actually, I get paid $22,000 a year to go to school.
Wow.
That's it.
You don't have to pay any of that shit back?
No, I do, but I don't really talk about that. So, yeah.
Enjoy that about 5 years when you owe $800,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah, they're like, so what are you going to do for a living, Ryan? And I'm like, I already fucking do it. I'm just here to do it better.
I'm doing school for a living. I'm going to be a student for my life.
How many degrees can you get? Like,
I want them all. I want a degree in everything. Black belt.
You mentioned Obama, didn't you? He just made this rule that if you pay your minimum payment for 20 years, in 20 years, it's gone.
Regardless of how much?
Yeah. So I can go to school for at least 20 years.
Does Is Obama using white man's math or black man's math? Because I don't think
it's
that's
mulatto.
Gonna,
it's a mulatto math.
I don't think that's going to fly.
It's a mulatto math.
For some weird reason, I don't think that's going to fly.
He's just doing it because he'll be voted out of office in 4 years.
He's like, let's see what all I can fuck up.
Yeah,
I'm going to
make it look
three.
Really good, and then we're going to get somebody to fuck us. Yeah, take all the goodness off the table and replace it with mac and cheese.
If only we had a line full of people waiting to try and fuck us.
With ketchup, really where fancy ketchup.
Where could we find that?
Like Dijon ketchup.
I want to...
oh, please.
You know, I love you, and I know you love me and everything, and I know that right now I don't think... I honestly don't think we should be together right now just because of the way...
You are?
We were together.
I know.
You understand?
That's right.
You know, we had a lot of problems. We still have problems.
It was really only those two. But we had them a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm just kind of hoping that, like I said, you will realize that...
I will see, like you have, that there's absolutely nothing else better out there, and I might as well just go back to you.
Well, when you again. Make it sound like that, it doesn't sound
so what?
Good.
How should I... How did you make it sound?
Like, dude, there's no one else in this world that's going to put up with all of your shit and love you and do this show with
that,
you.
That sounds much better.
I mean, come on, dude.
I'm
we
not
have
looking
a really
for
awesome a... relationship, you know, with not...
I'm not looking for another co-host, though. That's the thing.
Well...
I'm just looking for a chick that wants to have fun and have more sex than you did. And that's really it.
Actually,
so if you find her and... You fall in love and stuff. I won't be able to come here and do the show.
Why?
Because I can't watch you.
She's not going to be here while we're doing the show.
What
You're
if she moves
that.
In with
She's
you?
She's not going to move in.
Oh, you fall in love
wait,
so
wait,
fast.
Wait.
What
is
that? If you do,
what does that have to do with anything?
I just realized something.
What's that?
I think you just want something frivolous, like because we're calling this bitch a hoe and a skank and a scrag. I don't even know what a scrag is, but you don't even care. You're like, ah, that's right. And I get to fuck her.
I didn't say that's right.
Well,
I said,
no, but you know, like, that's it, like, hoorah, you know?
I have not seen that side of her.
You're acting like you just got back from Vietnam and you're looking for a hole, and you've got this amazing person right next to you, and you just don't want it, which is totally fair.
She
that's
left
cool.
me. I did want it until she left me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Everyone seems to forget that part.
I didn't know that part.
Your family
also,
forgets.
You gotta stop saying that I left you, too.
You left. You said, this is over, I can't handle it anymore, I'm leaving. And
well,
I
she
said,
likes giving you what you want, and if you treat her like you want her to leave, then maybe that's how she's gonna
I
act.
Didn't though.
Yeah, you
that's true.
No, I did at the fucking end because you were my roommate at that point.
You treated me like you wanted me to leave for a long time, and now we're friends. So I actually
I really
I
wanted you to
you did.
So that kind of surprises kinda. Me that she wants to just be with you. I thought she was
well,
totally
no,
like
wants
a flagrant
to be with
like
me and other chicks.
You know, like woo, I'm gonna fuck everything. Blah.
Well, not everything.
I seriously, like everyone I've talked to has made her out to sound like a slut, and I don't know if that's just because they're talking to me or if that's true.
I'm pretty sure it's because they're talking to you.
Well, I did meet her at a bar, getting wasted and pretty much running around with everything. So
okay.
From what I saw and from what I hear, you know, that's the way she comes off to me.
If that makes you feel better, then okay.
Well, you admitted it outside. You're like, yay, slut. Yes, great.
I'm joking, but yeah, that's great. That's what I need. A girl that likes to fuck.
So it just kind of surprises me that she wants all, you know, you guys have only been seeing each other for like a week. And for, you know, since the day we fucking broke up. But other than that.
The day before, but okay.
If you keep saying that, I'm going to punch you, dude.
Okay.
Cut it out.
Okay.
You know, this hurts me enough just sitting here, okay?
Is Matt really capable of making love, though? He wants to fuck.
Me?
What's the question?
I make
no,
love.
He's very capable of making love.
Well, no. I mean,
he showed me on Mondays.
I make some pretty good love.
On Mondays?
When properly motivated.
That's awesome.
You showed me on Monday that you're capable of making
because
love.
You were fucking like you had something to prove. Well, which was awesome.
Maybe you're
what?
At the point that that's just becoming
it's
capable. And
no,
it
I
the
think
shit out
it's because she knows I fucked this other chick, and she was trying to be better than that.
Maybe that's
and
what
that
you
was
want.
Nice. It was refreshing.
Totally.
It
maybe
was
that's
very...
what you want a woman to do—to come to you and try to earn. Like I'm gonna fuck you.
No.
Until you don't want to fuck someone.
I want her to fuck me like she actually enjoys it, not like it's something she has to do.
I do enjoy it.
And yeah. then ask me for money afterwards,
dude.
I'm just saying.
I fucked you like that because I missed you so bad.
I think there's more to it than that, though. I think you did it like that because you knew that I had fucked her and you wanted to prove something.
Even no, if it isn't
I cried afterwards because you had fucked her.
I know, and that was hot.
Yeah, but even if it isn't that way, Danny, like, this is obviously what he wants from you. It's obvious that he wants
you to fuck me like you enjoyed it still.
And he doesn't know how to interpret what you enjoy. Thing. Maybe it's because you are always giving him what he wants. I think you should take a shit on his chest and make him suck your dick.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have one, though, so that won't work. But
Avesby says, don't give Matt the upper hand. He's making himself out to be the puppet master. It's kind of disgusting.
It is. Master. You're really manipulating everyone, dude.
How am I doing any of that?
He's being kind of straight, actually. I just don't think he's confronting what he really feels. Because bottom deep down, Matt is a sensitive
fellow. Everyone's missing the point that I was completely happy with you until you started being distant and stopped wanting to fuck and stopped sucking cock.
Okay, well, I'm going to share some personal shit here.
Go.
This is between Meg and I. All right, so last night, right?
Yes.
Meg was pretty pissed off at me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I drank the last root beer.
Of course.
Which, I mean, it's just a fucking root beer. But we don't have a lot. We're eating top ramen, so root beer's root beer, right?
It's top shelf.
Okay, so I went over there, and she was doing dishes, and I pinched her ass. And she pulled away from me.
Wait, hers or Dana's?
No.
Oh.
Meg's.
Right, Meg.
Right. So I pinched her ass, and she pulled away from me. And I'm like, oh.
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, so in a tantrum, I ignored her for 24 hours. I did. I was like, fine, you don't want me to fucking touch you? Fine, I'm not fucking touching you now, and now you got a problem with it. And I realized that I was kind of being an insensitive little baby about it.
You were pulling a mat?
I was, and I think that's kind of what you're doing now. Like, I'm not calling you an insensitive baby, but
well,
I'm saying
fine.
It's easy for men to sit on a fucking anthill for 24 hours because we get our pride or our feelings hurt. You combine that with a little bit of separation anxiety like I got, and I'm a mixing pot for I will fucking break somebody's heart. And I don't like that, and I have to take ownership over that. And I don't know, it sounds a little similar because you got this woman that loves you, and you know you love her. And then you got this woman that wants to fuck you, and you fuck her knowing it hurts her.
No, that's no. See, that's not.
Because she didn't want...
This has nothing
initially.
No, this has nothing to do with revenge. This has nothing
to do with
she's going to like
this.
Fucked
up communication. Fucked up communication. That's what I'm saying.
We communicated. She just gave up.
Yeah.
I didn't give up, dude. I just wasn't into it as much as you were, and I'm very sorry, okay?
No, it's fine, but that causes problems.
Yeah, that does. That puts a man in a tough spot.
Well, when he wants to fuck, like, every day.
I said every other day I would
his emotions have been distanced, and it's like, tough to reach out and grab those for the first place, let alone when we stick them on a shelf to appease a woman.
Well, right now, dude, I need to miss you to really, really want it.
Well,
that makes
then
total sense. Helps.
Get the fuck out of here,
That
then.
Makes total sense, though, yeah.
Well, dude, I need to... You still love me.
I have to not be around you all the time to want to fuck you. Because when I'm around you all the time, you drive me fucking crazy.
That's kind of true. That's kind of it, dude. I need some time away from you to want that really bad. And
then that's
You guys should just continue to doing what you're doing right now, except for we can live in one house and you guys can live in another house. And then we'll get some black bush and come back and retouch on this like a month from now.
A month later?
You did that with weed. Why can't you do that with Danny?
When we're all killing each other?
Yeah, you did that with weed. 30 days of no weed to see it if it impacted
the
show.
Well, because if there's 30 days of no me, then there's like, what's he going to do for the show?
No, no
Sean?
Fucking you. That's what I was talking about. He can't jack off on camera or nothing. Or could he?
Or can he?
Can you?
Yeah, he can.
Oh.
Well, I don't know, dude.
Under the table.
30 days, I don't know, whatever.
You should be here, but I'm saying no fucking Danny. Can you guys do that?
That's we've been doing that for the last year.
Oh, like we went 30 days without fucking. Come
no,
on.
No, but it seemed like it.
I want to know. Ooh.
Every other day.
Matt,
minimum.
Matt.
Every other day.
I want to know if not fucking affects the show. Okay. Fan survey. I want to know if not
fucking
will affect the show. 30 days. That's my bet.
Not fucking drives him insane. And he gets really upset, pissy, mad.
Do you want me to
shoot
pills?
I'll buy you an eighth of weed if you can do it.
I have weed. Do you want me to shoot pills or fuck? Because it's one or the other. If I don't fuck at least every other day, I'm going to start shooting drugs again.
It doesn't matter to me either way, dude, because I love you, and I will take you any way.
Just as long as you don't have to see me all the time. I get that.
Become a sadist.
Getting there.
Matt's
we just need time apart.
We're having that. We're doing that.
And that's good, because look what happened Monday. It was amazing.
Word to that. Well,
we need time apart to see other people, you know, and realize that, okay, these other people aren't what they were. They aren't.
So you and I date, right?
Yeah.
How was it? Tell us about that.
I went fishing.
With?
You know him.
Do I?
You went to school with him.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that about me,
too. I went
too,
to school with, like, 2,000 other people also. So
His name's Zachary Ginnity. Ginnity.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
Sounds kind of familiar,
but sounds
like
he's just posing. Like, oh, yeah, I know that Ryan cat. And that Matt guy, he's a good friend, like, back in high
school. Right, so, hey, what do you want to
go fishing?
Say you want to go fishing? When I say fishing, I mean your hands down my pants.
let me go ahead and explain the situation.
Please.
For like the past few months, I guess, I go to Sykes with my uncle, which is a little restaurant. And
I got some stories about that fucker, too. He's hardcore.
And there's a server there, this girl, and she always kept coming up to me and saying, hey, my boyfriend's friend thinks you're really hot and blah, 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 thinks you're awesome. And I've always just blown it off, and I'm like, dude, whatever, I don't care, that's wonderful, I really don't give a fuck.
Why?
It's probably your boyfriend.
Because I don't care.
It probably was.
I want a threesome,
because
baby.
Because I don't care, I love you.
Oh.
Okay, that's why.
Okay.
And so, yesterday, I was like, fine, fuck it, and I gave her my phone number, I said, here, have him text me. And he did.
Of course he did.
We basically went on a blind date, we met over at Snappy's, and then we went out to McGuinnigar Slough, and we went on his little boat, and we caught a bunch of perch, bluegill.
You had a boat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's an I think we're going to go
that's
fishing. And
Matt, you don't even
tomorrow.
Have a boat.
I know, dude. Wow. I definitely don't have
a boat.
You
got a couple bells and a monitor.
I know.
Yeah.
I just got a bunch of crap
some
compared
posters.
To that, man. A boat?
You got some posters.
Got
so did you guys fuck?
No.
Not on a boat?
I would have on a boat.
I would have definitely.
I haven't even touched the guy, and I probably won't.
Well
you
boat.
Shouldn't lead guys on like that. That's not nice.
Well, he's got a boat.
Well, that's still.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? I'm not a whore, okay? I don't just jump in the sack anymore, okay?
That's not what you said
when
we
first met. And that was a mistake
when
I
hey, there wasn't any more in
you,
that sentence.
I'm sorry I did that. I want to take things slower. If I'm going to fucking be with somebody, I want to fucking be their friend first, okay?
Wow. I think you scared her. I'm not trying to be a dick here, Danny.
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you wanted something serious, and Danny wasn't ready.
No,
for that.
Not at first. I told her. I was like,
no, you're Matt. But as soon as you took it serious in your mind, it was just bound to come to fruition. And then Danny wanted to step back a bit. That offended your pride. Now you're like, fine, I'm going to go fuck this whore.
No, that's not at all
that's
how it happened.
That's kind of how it is.
That's exactly not how it happened.
Well, because, see, check this out, Ryan. I wanted to move out, but I didn't want to leave him. I wanted to keep dating so we could, you know, kind of like revert back to like the beginning, and we could have that spark again because we're not around each other all the time,
right.
And we're just trying to go out and have fun together, right. Instead of being so fucking serious like we were living together. But he refused to do that. He didn't want to do that.
Maybe Matt's pride took that to the point.
No,
of,
Matt
of
has
masochism
no. I have no pride.
Whore.
I
mean, I
have no pride.
Maybe that's what it really.
That
down
pride
to.
Has nothing to do with it.
No, pride's not really your thing, is
not
it?
Not at
no.
all. I'm not.
There's got to be something in there, though.
I mean,
I'm just saying. I can.
I think you're overanalyzing.
Let's get some Black Bush and get down to the bottom of this.
Well, then tell me. Okay, whatever. The date went fine. It wasn't even really a date. It's just two people going out and fishing. It was fun. He's a nice guy.
Did he think it was a date?
I don't know.
Did he lean in for the after date kiss?
No.
Really?
No.
Did you put off that vibe like touch me and I'll kill you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet that was enjoyable.
Well, dude, how am I supposed to feel right now? I don't really want to go out and see new people.
But you did. That was your whole idea.
Well, yeah, I do need someone to take my mind off of you so I could be okay with this whole thing, because I feel like, yeah, you're out, you know, trying to do what you're going to do, and it's going to bug me until I go out and do what I'm going to do.
So that it's even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
very
I mean,
mature.
It takes my mind off of it. But the thing is I don't want to just... I don't want to just do that. I don't want to fucking just get into the sack and fuck somebody.
Well, then don't.
I don't know how you did it.
You did when
you
were younger.
I don't
younger.
Know if you even had sex with her, because
yes.
obviously, okay.
You did when you were younger. You were bragging the fuck about how many dudes
well,
you've been
yeah,
with.
Well, yeah, of course.
So
I
that's
was a
okay.
lot younger.
To be a slut in that aspect is cool. But
I
if
was
it's
young.
She's young.
What's wrong with being a slut? Okay, I just
absolutely
point
nothing.
Out,
that's right? what because, I'm trying to figure out. Because like, every time any of y'all say the word slut, it's like slut.
Slut.
Well, you know, it kind of. I kind of want to ask her a question. Like, you know,
ask her.
She watches the show and stuff, and
she's not a groupie slut.
That's good. And this is only hearsay, so if you're not...
Well, she watches the show, and she understands everything that's going on, and I can't believe that she even, like, was like, hey, let's fuck since you just broke up. You know, like, that kind of bugs me. It's like, damn, you fucking little shark. Like,
really?
Kind of.
I don't think it's like that.
Move in for it.
I don't think it's like that.
We don't like groupies.
Well, maybe I don't know how you did it either.
Maybe we hung out a couple times, and we just really hit it off.
Like, you guys, yeah, you guys went falfing or whatever. And,
it's kind of like fishing.
I mean, did you like her before?
What?
Did you like her before?
No, I didn't really know her before.
How come did just she asked you to go falfing and that's how you guys
No, she was friends with some of my friends and we went falfing like a long time ago. And then recently.
Do I know this chick?
I don't know.
That's a yes.
No, I honestly, I don't know.
He knows.
I can tell you her name and shit later.
Yeah, but not right now.
Not right now.
Why? I can't say it on the show. No. Why not?
Because.
She did say her name on the phone, though.
Why?
What's his name,
because
Zach?
Because I fucking said so.
We said Zach's name.
So, yeah.
Well, why did you do that even?
Because
you should be really careful about whose name you
just
openly...
Because I asked him if I could talk about him on the show, and he doesn't care.
We should ask her. She could be a guest host.
No.
Ha-ha! Cat fight!
That would be really fun.
No, I really...
I would
not be able to sit down and do this show until you walked her out of this house.
Yeah. Wow.
Really.
Wow.
Wow.
That would actually be good value.
So what you're saying is
though.
No threesomes. Okay.
No threesomes, dude. Okay. I do not want to do that.
Okay.
No. Plus, she's not that good looking, so...
How do you know?
Well, I've seen her that once, and everybody's telling me she's not, so I don't really... And obviously, I'm not allowed to go into the fucking gas station anymore to even check her out.
No, you're more than welcome to go in there. What you're not welcome to do is go in and talk to her server friends about how you want to kill her. Yeah. That
okay,
is
I've
a
known
no.
her server friends
that is a
for
no.
like 4 years now, and...
Well, clearly, they're more friends with you than they are with her,
Matt,
because...
is it okay that she wants
we saw
to kill
what
her,
happened.
Though?
I don't give a fuck what she
Word.
Wants to do.
That's cool. You could want to.
Well, anyway, so... You've got to understand that I can be civil, but I don't have to be nice to this girl, okay?
I don't give a fuck.
You can't expect me to be nice
to
this
girl. You have to just leave her the fuck alone, though.
Okay, and I did. I happened to talk to somebody about something, and it got blown way out of fucking proportion.
And, like, four people came up to me and was like, is Danny really pissed? Is she going to kill her?
And you would listen to that and be like, oh, man, I need to
text Danny.
Well,
when it's four different people that all said the same shit, yeah, I kind of have to.
Well, it is.
So you're really worried about that?
No,
I'm not. You
think
that I would actually go and, like, yank her across the counter and beat the fuck out of her in public?
No, not at all, because you know that would be a very bad thing to do.
So why were you even worried about it?
Because it's fucking annoying when I go...
It's fucking annoying that you fuck somebody, like,
or else we broke up. Well, it's fucking annoying that you stop fucking me.
Well, it's annoying that you're a douchebag.
Well, it's annoying that you're a cunt. Next. Thank you. If you provoke me, I will say mean shit. You know that. You just poked me with a stick.
You must always be provoked then.
No. Amesby says, if Danny is going to beat anyone, it will be Matt.
Yeah, probably. It's his fucking fault.
So what else are we talking about?
Anyway.
Well.
Dude,
Buddy
I
Jesus?
Go to that gas station to get smokes all the time. And I go to that. Dude, I've been going to that casino for
and
the last
And that's fine.
Years.
When you go in there, you are not allowed to glare at her.
Why?
You don't start shit with her.
Why can't I stare
because
at
Because
her?
That's fucking bullshit, childish, dumb shit. Why
she
would
is
you
a child.
Ooh. Matt's fucking kids.
22.
What does Pedophile. It matter?
She's 2 years younger than you, and I think
and
you're a little angry
about that. And she's obviously mentally childish, okay?
No.
She's a child. She's
no,
a child,
she's
dude.
Not.
So, I, you know, whatever. Why does it even matter to you? This isn't going to last very long, dude. I can see it now, dude. It's,
really?
Yeah, I really honestly
Challenge
don't think so.
It. Okay.
She's young, and she's going to find something else, okay? I know. She parties. She drinks. She goes around and does what she wants to do and stuff. And
that's
she's
fun.
She's young, dude. She's not going to fucking stick around with you.
It was her idea.
All right, well.
I thought I would just do this open thing.
Well, what do you... Are you going to do that or what? You need to tell me now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need to know.
I'm going to do whatever my two favorite ladies want to do.
Together.
Do you have strong feelings for her yet?
Fuck.
Do you have strong feelings
I like
for her.
Her
yet?
Salvia.
I
not
like
really.
Her.
It's not really salvia.
You're not falling in love with her yet or anything?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know.
Can I talk about that for a second? I know it's not about you guys, but it's psych. I just got out of psychology.
Yes.
FECC for the win.
Right. Closer into okay. the mic, please.
Into the mic.
Thank you.
And, okay, this is what I learned. So women get angry at, I know this is old school, but it's just primal, okay? Women get angry when men fuck around because it threatens their livelihood. Like, that's the source of their stability. Men get pissed off when women fuck around because we don't want to raise another fucker's baby. Okay, so that's what I learned. I know that's not quite relative here, but still, we're talking about fucking other people than just one person, and sometimes multiple people at the same time, and shitting on somebody's chest while getting a blowjob.
Which is called what, again?
Pump and dump. Pump and dump. Yeah, thanks, Meg. She's
did you have to
box.
Ask your girlfriend?
No, she told me. She knew what it was. She is so fine. I love her.
Oh.
I love her, everybody, for the record.
Fantastic.
Into the mic, even.
Into the mic, even.
Sadiva.
So, where'd you two cats meet? You two alley cats.
Oh, that's a funny story.
Into the mic. What is it?
That was not into the mic.
Yeah, don't cough.
Should we tell the story?
Tell the story.
Should we?
Tell it good, though.
She's the babysitter. Yeah!
Oh, who's yeah. babysitter?
So I was dating this crazy, crazy, crazy bitch.
And don't yell into the mic.
I was yelling?
I don't know.
But she was crazy.
We don't wear headphones.
And no, but I told her that I was interested in her, so I didn't take that off the table even when she started acting like a crazy bitch.
Crazy
I just figured
bitch.
I just figured it was because she was married.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. People get crazy when they're married. So
you cheat?
Huh?
Cheat? A little bit?
No, she told me she was leaving the guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she told me she was leaving the guy, and then I was interested. And I was, but then that lasted like 2 days. But in the process, I met her best friend. And her best friend's best friend, like sisters. And we had an amazing weekend filled with Jack Daniels and... Yeah, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels and semen.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
There were some floaters. And, no, not really. I was thinking, like, semen, like, on the ocean.
No, no.
No,
no.
Not floaters and semen don't
right.
really mix when you're talking
okay.
about drinks.
Right. Focus.
So, yeah.
Focus.
Anyways, she turned into a crazy bitch, but her friend and her babysitter
will happen.
Was like, dude, you don't have to go anywhere. And I was like, word, I'm not. So we continued our friendship, and I became uncle to not Meg's, but our friend's daughter, or son, and he's like my nephew. I became like an uncle to him, and it was pretty cool, and I got to see her act like a mom, and I got to see me act like, she got to see me act like a dad.
Oh, and that was it, huh?
And yeah, we actually found that attractive in each other, and before that, we didn't really like each other all that much.
Now, I have a question. This might make you uncomfortable. Does she like sucking yeah. cock?
Well, we had three bottles of Patron, which ultimately led us together, so it wasn't
well,
just the fatherhood-motherhood thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was the three bottles of Patron.
So, does she like sucking cock? I'll
yeah, actually.
Again. She
baby,
does.
You like sucking
interesting.
Cock.
I do.
She does?
Does.
Interesting.
You say it into the mic so everybody can hear. It's evidence.
I do.
Yeah, she
okay.
likes sucking cock.
Interesting.
Yeah, which
interesting.
Is awesome.
Okay.
But not everybody likes that. I mean, it takes a very
really?
Gentle
that's,
spirit.
See, I keep hearing that
yeah.
from the same person. But every girl I've ever met loves it. So I don't know.
I hated it until I was 20.
Was it so. Forced down your throat until you liked it?
No.
Okay.
Now, when you didn't like it, did your boyfriends at the time make you feel like you were completely broken and a piece of shit girlfriend for not doing it?
Yeah.
No, actually.
If they
no.
were any kind of men, they
no.
were.
No?
No.
They
but,
were like, that's okay, honey. I don't need my dick sucked ever.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Fine.
Yeah, I got to understand Matt's sarcasm.
And
here,
how, long
really...
did how long did those relationships last? I mean, just for my own morbid curiosity.
Not long.
Okay.
Why does it
interesting.
Matter? Why
interesting.
Does it...
Well, this is why it matters. I'll tell you why it matters. Because though a man would say, it's okay, baby, you don't have to suck cock. Because really, what he would think in his head...
Is that
is
some other chick is
no,
going
no, no, no.
to.
No, first he thinks, eventually, she will. Eventually, like, I don't care what she's saying, eventually she'll realize that I'm a kind, gentle spirit, and that I won't hurt her. And when I'm not that threat... She will suck my cock. And you know what? That's not really a bad thing.
Now, hold on.
You know
on.
What? I did it. I did it all the damn time.
I know.
Okay?
Oh, see. But I didn't know. I wasn't talking about you guys specifically. I think Matt was. This is what
now,
up,
when so. You didn't... forget it. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about sucking cock. Did
oh,
you
right, 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 right.
Yeah.
No, but was... I don't know. She makes it out to seem like... no guy she's ever dated ever likes sucking it. And I try to explain it to her, like, that is the one thing guys cannot do for themselves.
Well, of course. And they would have wanted it and stuff, but you know what? They didn't pressure me so hard to do it.
Maybe it wasn't their most favorite thing in the world.
No. In fact, I did not like eating pussy at first. To be honest, pussy doesn't really smell that great.
It should. And if it doesn't, then you need to take that shit to the vet.
No, in general, pussy doesn't smell that great. You know, after a sweaty day, it's not like you can always grab a woman after she showers.
You need to.
And cock's kind of the same thing, you know? I mean, you work all day, you do whatever you gotta do, and your cock smells like sweat.
Well, listen, unless
it's
your chick...
It's not a nice thing, it's a kind thing.
Listen, unless your chick is into sport fucking, then you should probably wash that shit the fuck off if you want it to go anywhere near her nose. Her mouth just happens to be directly under her nose, okay?
It's how it works. It's not a pleasing thing. But, I mean, it grows on you. And to be perfectly honest, it shouldn't grow on you. That's a totally different topic.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you have a pussy growing on your nose, then this is not how it should work. So now we're talking about fellatio and conningulus. Well, any takers here?
So, anyway, earlier before the show, you said you can't wait to close this chapter. Is that true, dude? Are you just done? Because if you are, just tell me, please.
I don't know.
You're playing... Now you're fucking with me, dude. I don't appreciate it.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it, and we'll decide.
It's either you love me or you don't.
Well, I love you and, like, five other chicks.
How is that love, dude?
From since I was 15 till now. You just love chicks. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter. I've never been in any fights, and in turn, I have to love chicks.
Dude, I only love you.
Well, you're a chick. If you were a dude, you would love chicks.
Most people, when they get together with somebody, they love that one person.
Well, of course I do.
You just said you don't know, and then you say, of course I do.
I don't. I do. I don't know. Maybe. Of course. No. Yes. Do you know
love
how many of us
is
there
so
are?
Strange.
I know.
Why do you guys even... Okay, you should follow my brother's advice. You can obviously talk each other to each other. There was a two in there.
Gotcha.
And just monkey fuck until the day you die. And who gives a fuck what Matt does?
Thank you. As long as
he protects your best interest.
Of course.
And doesn't kill you.
Right.
And you do whatever the fuck you want because you love him and you get to be in his life. So where's the problem with that? Seriously, that's my brother's advice to me. Find a woman you can talk to.
Jealousy.
And monkey fuck until the day you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Until they just lose interest and just stop whining.
Well, yeah,
if
but
he
if
doesn't,
you quit monkey fucking.
If he doesn't love me, then there's no point.
Why? Are you only in love with somebody so that they can love you in return?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
You're
that's
selfish.
Not
fair.
No,
so
don't
selfish.
Listen to him and my words. That's not fair. You love for your own heart.
So you remember the other day when you were like, why wouldn't you ever want to get married? I figured out why.
Why?
Because Tiger Woods' divorce is going to cost him $750 million.
Dude, you don't have $750
million. Exactly. But that's why I don't ever want to get married.
What about a hand fasting?
Do you even know how much money that is? $750 million. Yeah. That
Screw marriage, just get married. That's what makes
that
sense.
That is so much money.
What?
He needs a prenup. Oh.
She didn't say that, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. I would have married you in a heartbeat.
And then took my $750 million.
What would I have taken from you, honestly? Come on.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, that's the kind of shit that happens, though, when people get married.
You know, honestly, I think it is. I think you're just not ready to settle down with anybody.
Agreed.
I was until settled down with stopped
enjoying me. Did you love other people? Did you love other people?
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
With
both of you just shut the hell up for a second. Listen to me. You cannot wait until you're ready to do something before you fucking do it. How stupid is that? I'm gonna wait and before I'm successfully a millionaire before I'm a millionaire?
Who said that?
Well, it doesn't make any sense, so nobody did. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You can't wait until you're capable of being in a relationship to get into a fucking relationship. That's what I'm saying. Relationships aren't, oh, you scrape your knee, everything's okay. Relationships, oh, look, you fucker, you scraped your knee. Deal with it. Life goes on. It hurts.
It's all about compromise.
Well,
and there was just
you
like-
have him in your life. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. But you have him in your life. You love him. Therefore, he is in your life. To what degree? That's all pride. You have him in your life. What else did you want?
I wanted to be loved back.
You were loved back.
It is nice when you are loved back, but it can't be expected. It puts a burden on that person's shoulders, and they'll only return with mean arrogance. You can't expect that from him. I do not want any woman to ever be forced to love me.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Well,
I would
rather tell
a woman to go fuck themselves than for them to come up and tell me because they're obligated that they love me. If you don't, then don't fucking say it.
No, what I'm pissed off about right now is that I don't know if he does or not.
I do.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. That only feeds your confidence, and it's only because people have hurt you in the past that you even fucking care about that. You don't need to care about that. You just need to love him. Who gives a fuck whether he loves you in return? And if you're more worried about him telling you that he loves you, then you don't actually understand the word either. But that's the fucking point. You don't have to not be together because you don't understand love. Nobody does. In fact, when people are 97 and they're on their deathbed, the only thing they can do is look back and say, yeah, I loved this. Not that person loved me. I mean, come on, really? Really? That's what they're going to sit back when they're 97 years old and wonder, I wonder if that person really, really loved me. No, they're going to sit back and say, I loved that really nice chair. Or I loved that hookah.
That's right. Life is all about loving
material
possessions.
That bimbo fucking hoe that I picked up at the bar, she was a good fuck and I loved her. It's all relative and you hold on to a piece.
She loved the cock.
Anyway.
I'm done. That was my preach. I'm going to go back to my cock and paper.
Thank you.
Anyway, I love you and I'm always going to love you.
Okay.
And right now it just seems like, and it's always kind of seemed this way, that you're not ready to settle down with anybody.
I was totally happy living with you, and things were great until you became distant.
You told Sean that you couldn't see yourself being with me for the rest of your life. So
no,
I
could see myself being with
you
for however long.
Before that,
right here, right on the top.
You can't see. You don't understand the whole concept of being with one person.
Oh yeah.
You said why should anyone?
I said it's silly for over 10 years because shit like this happens.
I'm gonna teach you all a good trick.
So I just
watch them, or you can watch me. This is how it works. You do one slow.
Just fucking shoot me,
and
dude.
And deep. Pull
well,
out
you
slow.
Take him home and then you come
and
back.
And count
here
short nine.
No, well.
One.
So
two,
right. Stop!
Three, four,
so
five,
right now, dude, seriously,
six,
to me, it seems
seven,
like you want
eight,
to go and fuck
nine,
other people. Right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Dead.
I just want to be
oh,
fucked.
Yeah.
If you're
deep
not going to do it, then somebody else will.
And slow out.
Do you want to do it?
Now go eight. Shower.
Do you want
one,
to? Because you didn't.
Two,
and that's
three,
why you left.
Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Can't handle this right
eight,
now. If you just shut the fuck up. It kills
deep me. Nine. And one more.
Like I said, I'm just going to let you do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Okay, well, thank
back
you.
Back to zero. And I'm done. That was my
advice. And I'll be here.
Here? You really don't look like that's what you want to do. I honestly don't think this is going to get solved talking about it on the show.
Mm-mm.
Danny, everybody here does love you, though. You have to know that Matt loves you. You just can't depend on it is all I'm suggesting.
Amesby says, take control, Danny, and tell him bye. You'll be better off.
Yeah.
If that's what
you
need to do.
You would be happier.
You probably would be.
It's easier.
I'm stubborn.
Yeah, so. You're a masochist.
She
no,
can't leave the
sadist
show. And I told you, you don't have to be with me to do the show. You're the co-host.
Yeah, but dude,
right
it's
now
pretty painful to, you know.
Well, you know, I respect you enough. I would never have another girl here when it was time to do the show.
I don't know, dude. Just to.
I say 30 days
just,
and if he breaks that promise, we kick the fuck out of him.
Just do what you want to do with whoever you want to do it with, and I'll be here for you.
Okay. Well, if I want to do it with you, are you going to be there for me?
Maybe.
I don't think you can make that
maybe
promise without putting her at risk.
I don't think so either.
That was my problem when I was married, that I couldn't fuck somebody else without actually putting her at risk, so I couldn't. But I tell you, as soon as I had the chance, I did.
Of course you did. You know why?
And you're putting yourself at risk screwing sluts, dude. I'm sorry, but that's the only reason why I brought it up outside, is because that worries me. If I'm still going to be around and occasionally having sex with you, that kind of freaks me out that you're pounding hoes.
But if this is just about making a point, why bring in somebody that doesn't have a disease? I mean, really.
That's right. If you're going to make the point, make it all the way. Here's some
I mean,
AIDS.
At least he's not going to drag some like senseless virgin into the picture.
Now we
and be
will
like,
be.
Listen, bitch, now you're in the mix.
You have AIDS, and now we will be together forever, because yeah. forever for us is the next 3 years.
Yeah, so
yay.
You guys are kind of in a tough spot, and I hope I haven't said too much, but I'm just the ex-Salt guy, and I really do love both of you. So, word.
Word.
And word, word I'm sorry, but I can't be nice to her. I can't.
No, it can't be expected.
Well, then when you guys get in a fight, and I don't know what's going to fucking happen, but it's not going to end well for either of you.
Well, what happened if we did get into a fight?
I don't know. You guys would beat the shit out of each other or something, so then you'd both probably go to jail.
Be a little one-sided, in my opinion.
You think so? I don't know.
Pretty positive.
All right. Well, whatever happens, happens then.
But I don't think you... I don't know. Would you talk to me after that?
I probably wouldn't talk to either of you, honestly. If that's the level that we're going to reach with this, then yeah, I would definitely be done with both of you. Seriously. Because that's fucking retarded.
I'm not even going
to
say it.
I didn't... Okay, listen to how it sounds in my head. I don't want to fuck my boyfriend anymore, so I broke up with him, and he went and found another chick that actually wants to fuck him, and I'm pissed at her now, so I'm going to fight her. That's how retarded that sounds.
You're not saying it right, dude.
Well, that's how it sounds.
I didn't stop wanting to fuck you, Matt. You kept hurting me because of my lower libido.
Okay. Well, shit happens.
Actually, I got to say something here. And please? I don't really know if it's a lower libido. Danny, can we please talk about this? Seriously. If you have a lowered libido for Matt, maybe there's a reason for it.
Dude, I've always had a sex drive like this. It wasn't just because of Matt.
No, I'm saying,
You said when you were younger, you were banging, you were so proud of how many dudes you banged that you couldn't even
it
remember
wasn't
how
every
many.
Fucking day.
Well, don't throw that in their face in an exaggeration.
Well, no, that's
we seriously
not exaggeration.
No, I'm saying, like, Danny, what if you just haven't found somebody that you could truly express that energy? I believe this is only me here. This
no,
is like
look,
Apple
it's
Plus
because,
before,
look,
but,
listen to yeah. me. When I come home from work and I'm dead fucking tired, or I'm sore from fucking the night before, or I'm sick, or I don't feel good, or I'm not in the mood, he gets pissed, dude.
Yeah.
Because then you can at least just blow me. And you're like, ugh.
If I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood, and you don't even try to get me in the mood to do that.
Yeah, but if there was an at least, then at least all you know is that he's at least expecting, you know, empathy, that he wants to know that you're emotionally connected, even in the dog of dog-eat-dog shit. A man's got to know you can expect that. And that doesn't mean that we expect blowjobs. That doesn't mean that we expect you to just drop and do it like we want to. That means in the heap of the fiery shit that you have to smell all fucking day long, we just want to know you care.
You're a poet.
And he knows I care.
Well, we don't always assume that.
Sometimes we need to be shown that.
Yeah. We do. We're visual creatures. Did you know that women actually have a less than a peripheral than men? That men are visual creatures in nature, and that's what keeps us alive?
I have no left-hand peripheral vision anyway, so that doesn't matter.
We have a diminished... you have a diminished occipital lobe. But your frontal lobe allows feelings and allows for thought and allows for patterns to develop 3 years sooner than any man.
Maybe your synapses aren't firing.
Maybe
right
none
sequence.
Of ours are, and we're all fucked up because
of it. Is
this
a dream?
Maybe we just need to wake up and take off those goggles, right?
Like, poof. Am I over. In the Matrix?
Game over. Squirrel got ran over. No more Frogger for you.
I like, love that game.
That was a
well,
fun game.
Well, I didn't ever stop wanting to have sex with you, dude. It's just our lower, you know, our libidos don't fucking match, and you made me feel horrible because of it.
Okay. That's fair, but you can still love him.
I do, and I still love him, dude, but you... The reason why I left is because he made me feel horrible for something I couldn't control.
He's a douchebag. We ask him to make us feel horrible every day.
That but is you're not true. Supposed to do that to the person you love.
I know, but supposed to just tell him what he's got to do and he'll do it anyways. It's Matt.
Pretty much.
Well,
all right. Well,
she wants you for herself, and you don't know what she want to do. And
yeah, so you just got to do it anyways because you're stubborn, and that's the love that he really deserves.
The stubborn love.
The stubborn fuck you. I'm gonna love you
tainted
anyways. Keep your
love.
Dick off of me because I don't want to die with you.
Yeah,
that's
if
the
you're
love
gonna,
I give
if you
him,
keep, if I don't
if
know, dude,
cuter,
if you keep fucking like sluts and stuff, if you go to like another person and another person and another person, I probably won't have sex with
you. Yeah,
you
probably can't.
Because that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of disgusted that I had sex with you after you fucked her, because there's no telling what Miss, you know, Tramp fucking has. Okay?
We're all whores, and if you're not, you didn't have the chance. You're just waiting. Word.
Cool.
Let's ring that bell and get some confessionals going. Do you even have them up?
No.
Do you even do confessionals anymore?
No.
Why? Did you write one and actually stumble across it?
They were, no.
One time, I think you actually wrote one for me when I was on your show.
Yeah, I probably did.
You fucker, you really did?
I don't know.
I actually thought you were reading a confessional, and I started to cry, and actually it was more of a guilt trip, I think.
The whole last two episodes have been confessionals.
Meg doesn't know what confessionals are.
Grouphug.us.
Pull them up.
They are anonymous confessions.
No, he won't.
Why?
On the internet.
Meg doesn't know
what
confessionals are. Meg has never seen them. Meg wants to see confessionals.
Well.
Write one, Matt. Do a lyric or a rhyme. Impress us with your greatness.
Confessions.grouphug.us. Are you ready for the first one?
Fucking bring it.
I just farted and it smelled like clam chowder. Okay, next one. All right. This is why we don't do these anymore, by the way. I want to find my soulmate. I'm so sick of dating losers. And I don't even date that many people. They all suck. I've lost some weight, got a new hot stuff car, and a tan. Hopefully, I have a chance. I want to find him soon. As my father tells me, I'm not getting any younger.
This is just another person waiting around for somebody to compliment their tan.
Put the, quote, money where my mouth is. I wonder when I'm going to stop contemplating suicide and simply put the gun where my mouth is.
I wonder if this person likes oral sex. I mean, they've obviously got a fixation.
How about you put my dick where your mouth is?
We have a solution for Matt's dilemma. Are you okay with this if we get this person tested?
I really need to let you all go. I really do.
There's a gun for all of us, aren't there?
Because every time I get updated with your stuff, it just makes me mad and sad that I'm not a part of your life anymore.
Fucking geek. He's talking about his laptop.
What happened? And why does she get to stay in your world? She's just as bad as me. Guess she hides it better. Virgin margarita my ass. I know that glazed drunk look in your eyes.
Fucking they all go to the same tanning salon, don't they?
Oh, you're right. Why did we stop reading
this? I don't know.
Please learn how, because I don't want to die on your account if I'm ever in your care. Wow.
CNA?
I guess. I don't know how cut open a patient, and I am a third-year resident at West Emergency.
Wow. I used to think all those people were Chinese.
Oh,
just
okay.
Deaf.
And then the one we just read, please learn how to cut open a patient, because I don't want to die on your account.
So one person just wants to learn, like, English? Right.
Got it.
I
don't know what happened between us. We used to be so close. I don't think I could ever explain the bond we used to have. You were my mental, emotional, and physical support. You were my tech support. Then you met him. You've changed so much. He's all you care about anymore. I hate how you keep trying to drive me away from my relationship every time you get insecure in yours.
You met Ravenous, the 76th Blood Elf from Dark Mindor.
The only reason I'm so clingy with my boyfriend is because you've abandoned me every time I've needed you. And he has been with me through everything.
Oh, fucking husbands, it's terrible.
Your constant nagging and emotional attacks have actually made me closer to him. I don't even like talking to you anymore. It's gotten to the point where I even avoid your calls. I hate having to be home at the same time as you. Ugh. I thought I would be free from abuse when my mother died. Now I'm getting it from my own sister.
I'm going to become a keno runner and go fishing.
I wonder if you realize I've started cutting myself. And you're the reason for it.
I didn't just dye all my white shirts red, asshole.
Thanks, big sis. Love ya. Love ya, sister.
Here's a bucket. Get a knife.
I get so many damn awards. It's embarrassing. Honestly, half my class hates me for sweeping all the glory. But I can't get a goddamn scholarship.
Can a bucket be considered a multi-tool?
I guess, yes. I guess that's my fault for picking an expensive school that doesn't give out merit-based aid.
He's going to community college.
It's your fault for not being a basketball player.
Yeah, grow a few.
Part of me wants to leave this wonderful, stable, moderately boring relationship and travel the entire world, getting with one guy from each country.
Is that like the mountain challenge? Like you just climb one of the seven?
Fucking,
how many countries are there?
I don't know, but I think I'm in love again.
Wow. All over. This is really good for you, isn't it?
Obviously, I'm too paranoid about my future and my dignity to do such a thing. But it's always been a thought. Being with a girl has its ups, but it definitely has its downs, if you know what I mean.
Ask her if she's been to the United States.
If she has Down syndrome.
We have a podcast with her name all over.
I definitely just want to have sex with boys again. No relationship or anything. Wow. I'd never do that to her, though, and she'd never go for doing it with me.
With boys?
Oh, life.
What target age group is she going for there?
Boys. Life.
She didn't even say men.
Oh, life. I suppose it's a good thing. Last one. I don't own a car garage. I suppose.
Have you ever thought of suicide by decapitation by removing the sensors? Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eek.
All right. Well, I have to talk about this real quick. Madison, Wisconsin man, 38 years old, okay? He was arrested for allegedly looking at porn and fondling himself at... Where would you say? At a McDonald's. A West Side McDonald's. Ooh. Put your W's in the air.
Is that like a Kalispell West Side or like a Portland?
Why do you go to McDonald's to look at porn?
Because you're a creepy fuck and you're addicted to sex.
Oh. Is it child porn?
Probably.
Is he in the Playland?
Probably.
Is he in the little McBurglar fucking... They locked me up and wouldn't let me go.
That's gross.
Yeah, they say he's arrested on suspicion of lewd and lascivious behavior and disorderly conduct on Sunday.
Word.
On the Lord's Day.
On the Lord's
of
Day.
Of all days. Hey, I think I'm going to take my netbook and go to McDonald's and look at porn because McDonald's has Wi-Fi.
On the Sabbath?
On God's Day.
Yeah.
You know, if you have Wi-Fi like that, you could probably just go in the bathroom and use a stall. Like, you don't have to be out there, like, you know, looking at people. I don't want to look at you while I'm trying to eat my $1 Happy Meal disgusting food.
I love how it's one thing to think of thoughts, another thing to actually plot how he could have gotten away with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Police said he was using his laptop to look at pornographic images in McDonald's play area. I fucking called that. I totally called it. While there were 15 to 20 children playing.
Don't go swimming in those balls.
No, do not.
Ouch.
According to the cops, one of the other parents became suspicious when it appeared the man on the computer had no children in the play area. Weird.
What? Like him playing himself with a computer in front of him didn't give it away. It's the fact that he has no kids that arose the problem.
Hey, weird, creepy guy. Why are you by yourself? Oh, he's jerking off. Just leave him be.
Just leave him be. He's got kids in there.
He's making the special sauce.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Like if he would have had kids, it would have been okay.
Yeah, that would. We wouldn't have known to tell anybody. I mean, it's a good thing our kids are smarter than we are.
Oh, your little boy's just climbing the net. It's okay. You just jack your little thingamabobber.
Why is he standing up and that kid's still on his lap? That's weird.
I want to interview that lady that went and talked to him.
He told the cops he saw the man looking at porn and typing with one hand while fondling himself with the other.
Yeah.
It also stated that the responding officer witnessed the same behavior. You didn't even stop?
The cops show up and you keep on going.
No shame. Hold on, I'll be there with his free hand.
That's a hardcore motherfucker right there.
Fucking A.
I'm aiming.
I'm on a mission from God.
Yeah.
Police said the suspect, who told police he has no children, admitted to exercising bad judgment. Totally my bad, guys. Bad judgment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, is Burger King still open?
That's my fault. Yeah. Do they have a Playland?
Can you just drop me off?
All right, and since it's almost the 4th of July and we're big fans of sparkler bombs up here, a man in Kansas City here, he is believed to have blown off his hand when a homemade firework exploded while he and another man were trying to make a stronger one. Ooh. This explosive isn't big enough. I'm going to need to tape like 10 of these together.
Dude, that guy was building two bombs at the same time.
You think?
Dude.
But I don't understand. If it's a sparkler bomb, how does it go off all of the sudden? You have to hold the lighter there for like 5 minutes before it catches.
Maybe they wrapped up a pick with the sparklers.
Did you?
That's
maybe
actually a pretty good idea.
Maybe
for
he had
use.
The metal tips up against the wood tips,
yeah, you know,
and
like
those rubbed together.
Yeah, you know, they created friction when they rub.
Hmm. When they got to the firefighters got to the scene, they found the 21-year-old man with extreme injuries to his left hand and arm and his right eye.
Oh.
Another 21-year-old man was also injured, along with a woman who was in the home at the time. The explosion occurred while the two men were attempting to make an improvised explosive device, or IED, by wrapping multiple sparklers together with electrical tape. The device, this is what I don't get, the device unexpectedly detonated, causing the injuries. You don't...
How was it unexpected?
Well, that's what I'm saying, unless you have to light a sparkler. If you rub them together, they're not going to spark.
So,
and if it sparks, it's not going to be enough to
catch.
I'm going to
light this, yeah, and poof, wow, I didn't expect that.
It's magnesium. Yeah. Magnesium
what
takes a minute.
What if they were just making a big sparkler? I can see that.
You know what you're doing when you're making a sparkler bomb, dude.
I do.
You've seen enough internet videos.
But the guy saved his hand, right?
I don't know.
His other hand?
The explosion extensively damaged the interior of the home, causing one of the exterior walls to be pushed off its foundation approximately 3 inches. Now, we've made some pretty big fucking sparkler bombs. I guess I've never accidentally blown one off inside a house.
What if they did it as an insurance scam? Like, we're going to make this go off in the house, you're going to lose some fingers, and we'll tell them that it jolted the house.
And that, I don't know how it went off. It magically caught on fire
for
5 minutes.
Who drew that straw? Like,
that's
okay,
amazing.
Everybody grab a stick, and the shortest one's losing some jaw.
Here, hold this with your teeth so I can light it.
Yeah, right?
And then run.
It'll be pretty.
That's crazy.
Did he pick out the color?
The kitchen was severely damaged also. The explosion pushed the ceiling upward, knocking all the ceiling lights out of their supports and all the kitchen cabinet doors from their frames. You know what? Something tells me that they weren't just fucking around with sparklers. I think maybe that's what they told the cops. I think they had some serious high concussive concussion bomb making shit.
Some high concussive.
You don't wreck a whole fucking house with a sparkler bomb, dude.
No.
There's no way. Like, it'll be loud and shit, but you're not leveling the ceiling.
They were probably cooking lobsters.
I bet they weren't cooking lobsters. The cops say that it is against the law to create an improvised explosive device. Someone should tell that to the Al-Qaeda and Taliban. Yeah. Hey, did you guys know
they
that?
They just don't know it's illegal.
Did you know that's illegal? Durka.
Yo, dude, put that down.
They're very religious people. I think they would. They would stop if they knew that what they were doing was illegal.
Yo, Joaquin, put that bomb back where you found it.
I just talked to Muhammad, and he said no more IEDs.
Yeah, he said he didn't know. Dude, it's cool.
It's all right.
Yeah.
This is the second... OPM.
Yeah.
This is the second fireworks explosion in the Kansas City area in just as many days. 3 people were injured, 1 critically, after they tried to assemble a massive firework at a Raytown home Saturday.
Do you think if we let those guys know that it was illegal, they would actually have, like, picket signs?
Legalize IEDs?
Yeah.
Durka.
It shouldn't be illegal. It's our way.
So, and another, the other explosion that happened a couple of days before this blew out bedroom windows, cracked us in. Why are you guys blowing off shit in your houses? Go the fuck outside.
Because people are
Christ.
Stupid.
I'm not even making that shit in my fucking house. Not that I wouldn't think that it would just magically catch on fire and light, but, you
Matt,
know.
Matt, really, who needs explosions when you have the jam hole?
Fucking A.
Word.
Just to be safe. All right, well...
Well,
I went to eat before the show. I went to Qdoba.
Yeah.
And there was this kid there with his little Apple laptop, his little MacBook or whatever.
Okay.
Totally just gaying it out, no homo. And he had his headphones on, right? And he's talking to somebody. Doesn't have a phone or nothing, but he's on his maybe Skype video chat. I don't know. He's talking to somebody kind of really loud. because maybe he's not getting good.
I hate people
good.
Like that. Like, hey,
but like,
yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. And,
Did you hear? Oh my God. Nah.
This guy was in McDonald's.
But it's like that. It's like people with a cell phone, but he was like one step douchier because he had a fucking laptop and he was like on that. And like, I'm sitting here and he's on one side of me and on the other side, there's these two girls. And they totally, the whole time I was there, they were like looking over at him and like laughing, but laughing just loud enough to where he would hear because he would like look over at them and look all embarrassed.
So they were laughing with him.
It was so funny, dude.
That's cool.
They were totally laughing at him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing.
Did he have one hand up or two?
No. And then he asks, he's like, is that the HTC droid or the Motorola one? I'm like,
dude, Qdoba's not a far stretch from McDonald's.
Don't talk to me anymore. And then he left.
Okay.
So, did he leave?
Yes, he did leave.
What'd you get?
Oh, and
Qdoba?
I just want to say, anyone that listened to the Hotbox podcast last night, you guys know I got this brownie. Sandy brought a brownie over.
Oh, yeah.
And as she was leaving, she's like, don't eat that whole thing. And I'm like, come on. It's a weed brownie.
Whatever, I
can
handle this.
I can, no shit. So I ate the whole brownie. And I watched a new episode of True Blood. I took a couple bong hits. And the house started moving.
Moving?
When I was trying to go to sleep. I was like riding waves.
You got like the spins and shit?
I came so close to throwing up. And I finally, like, I got up and I was like, oh my God, I've never been that high from eating weed anything. So props to whoever cooked
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
But then, so I wake up this morning and yeah. I'm still fucked. Like, I felt so fucked this morning. I was so stoned when I woke up and I was like dizzy still. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to work. And I got to work and like, I saw Ryan, the other Ryan, first thing. And he's like, hey buddy. Late
you look all
night.
Hungover and shit.
He's like, late night. I'm like, I'm tired. He's like, you look fucking baked. I'm like, does it look that bad? Oh man, dude, I am so high right now. I've never had. So if you buy brownies from somebody and they say don't eat the whole thing, don't eat the whole thing. Unless you got a whole day to just chill.
Yeah.
It was like weed hangover, dude. It was weird.
That is kind of weird.
I was so fucked up, dude. Every water jug I moved felt so heavy. I was doing like one at a time. I was like, what is in these today? It was so heavy. I just wanted to die.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else before we...
Thanks for doing confessionals.
Get out of here. Yeah. Hey, we might have to check in on those every now and then.
They
were starting to just completely suck little dicks and nuts for a while, so we stopped.
And thanks for having Meg and I.
And then we started doing Fuck My Life, and that was fun. Maybe we'll do that again. Hey, thanks, Meg.
Fuck My Life was always fun. At least it makes me feel like I'm not the only person in the world that has issues.
That's why we all love it. You know, the new thing is, I guess, it's this site called Text From Last Night. People have been digging that lately.
Oh, yeah? What's that about? Like,
like text messages from last night. Like, oh, man, I was so drunk last night. What I... Oh, no. Oh, no.
You don't want to read my
text
from last night.
Oh, no, you know. Meg knows what it is. She knows.
Yeah. You don't want to read my text from last night.
Yeah, Ryan.
I don't want to read yours.
Ryan?
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks for giving my ex a place to live.
You're welcome. I'm happy to. She's a good person.
Good.
I am a good person.
I had never said you weren't.
You never said you weren't.
Except when you start acting like a bitch.
See, that was just to piss you off.
Right.
See?
Yes. That was
Stop.
Just
I don't
you know,
blame
though,
you for the way you feel. It's
you
just
know,
him, you know?
That's just him.
We knew it was going to happen.
You know you can be like that sometimes.
Give me that base level of respect,
funny,
please.
I completely
because
respect
it was
you.
2 weeks
you
after you posted
not.
That you were together on Facebook. So what's funny is our good buddy, you know, K-E-double-Y.
Right.
Right.
People can spell, but okay.
I spelt it wrong.
Okay.
After that, right?
Awesome.
And they're still together.
Well, word to that.
Yeah. So it's not just Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's just
well.
All right, well,
okay.
You going to be back Friday for the Friday show?
I dump guess
and
so.
Pump. I guess. Dump and what?
Pump.
What's it called?
Dump and pump.
Dump and pump.
Dump and pump.
All right, well,
hey,
thank
was that
you.
A good show, Wallflower? Or Flower Fire? Or Fire Song?
Yeah, I think he left when we started talking about this failure of my life.
Oh, he didn't give a fuck, did he?
Probably not.
Where's the judgment, asshole?
He's like, I'm just going to keep listening to the Hotbox.
Yeah, well, you know what? Fuck you, because if you didn't come back show. To listen, then you're not going to hear me bitch about you anyway. And I don't
true.
Really care whether you're on Smoker's Corner, because it's my fucking corner.
Oh, shit.
Yo!
Amham seems to think that it's still all fake.
Well, good. The longer you can live in that deluded reality, I'm lucky for you. I wish I could think it was all fake.
Huh?
I would not be losing this much hair if it wasn't lascivious? All fake.
That was a good word of the day. Can we ring the bell over lascivious?
Lascivious. Lewd and lascivious
lewd
behavior.
Lewd and lascivious behavior.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I promise this will be one of the last episodes that we talk about this whole thing. So, at least for your guys' sake, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Of course, thejamhole.com/donate, 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message if you want or whatever. And we'll see you guys Friday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.